section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Honestly, once everything's unpacked, I kind of prefer the headphones. Can we do it in the future?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. When I point to you, your microphones are now hot.
Coming to you live from Capitol Hill, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Blake's horrible rash, Independence Day fun facts, stay in character, a new feature called Blake's List, and how to cook with garbage, with your co-hosts, Malls, and me, Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Giggity, giggity, giggity. All right, folks. Tonight's the night we make love to the radio.
Oh,
hot damn. My name is Blake. And that's all I got to say about that. I am the podcasting god. And I'm here with my lovely...
Oh. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. My lovely friend. I call him Shelby.
Yeah.
I call him Butch.
Yeah.
I call him Big Daddy.
Yeah.
I call him the crazy...
No!
It's Jason.
Hi.
How are you, sir?
Hi.
What have you been up to?
Oh, I had a burrito, and now it's coming back to get me.
Woo! And next to me, saving the day again, because nobody else wants to co-host with us, because, well, we tend to be inappropriate. It's the beautiful Miles.
Hello.
So beautiful.
Oh. So beautiful.
New haircut.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you.
Shake what your mama gave you,
oh.
Girlfriend.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Shit. Shake it, shake it, shake it.
Well, it's good to be here. We're listening on live on IBWIP.com, your one-stop shop for everything IBWIP. We have photos. We have...
Pornography.
Pornography. We have every episode we've ever done. We have video content from our YouTube page. If you're lazy and don't want to all go all the way to YouTube, boom.
It's all at the website, you lazy shits.
Website.
You filthy, lazy shits.
So I'm proud to say that we're back in the original. No, not the original, because it's like the eighth studio. But this is the pre-tornado studio.
Yeah.
Back on Lakeside.
It feels good to be back here, doesn't it?
It feels good to be back. We have the cemetery, beautiful view of the cemetery. We have... water dripping from the ceiling.
Oh, just like old times.
But you know what? I'm not but that fucking neighbor of mine that I wanted to kill.
He's gone?
Well, we don't live here anymore.
Oh, the old place.
Yeah, the ghetto place. So it's good to be here. We got a new format we've been working on, and hopefully everyone will enjoy it. We moved this weekend.
Mm.
It was about a zillion degrees outside.
Fucking miserable here.
I did all the work. Nobody helped me. I moved everything by myself. I'm sweating like a pig the whole time. Not one person.
Not one person helped? Did anyone offer to help you?
No, they just kind of went, whatever.
No one even maybe sitting across offered to help from you?
Well, I mean, if you consider just telling people.
No, I just sit down and eat bonbons. I like the chocolate
like Peggy
ones.
Bundy?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they are quite tasty. They're called dibs now. They're not called bonbons or the ice cream dibs. I had a whole freezer full of them, and they were so good.
And so, that was Molly's review on dibs. Thank
right.
you, Molly.
Sponsored by the Dibsters. So it was hot and sweaty. I mean, it took us like 46 hours to get everything moved. And by the end of the night, like I started to feel like an uncomfortableness.
A chafing,
so to speak, in my genitalia.
Chafing or chafing?
Chafing.
Okay.
In my genitalia. And I was like, oh, you know, I just, you know, God, I'm working
it's
so hard.
It's normal.
It's normal. No big deal. This is not what the doctor, this is not the symptoms I had last time.
Mm.
But then I was like, Molly's like, you know, go take a shower. Try to, you know, relax. You did everything today. You know, you deserve to take a nap.
Yeah, she's eating the dibs, mouthful of dibs.
Right. She's like, brah, brah. So I go upstairs and I pull my pants down to go take a shower.
All right, say it slower.
And the left side of my ball sack was just like on fire.
Not literally.
I thought it was. So I pulled my sack over to the side and right there in between your thigh and your ball sack.
I know the place.
I know it well. It was fucking red and inflamed, and it looked like poison ivy.
Oh.
And then I'm like, yeah. Oh, man. And I'm like, you know what? And so it was down by my taint.
Oh, gee, it traveled south?
And it went into my asshole area between my cheeks. I was in immense pain. Of course, Molly's like, it's not a big deal. So I was like, Molly, you need to come up here.
I need to rub my taint.
You need to come up and look at this, because I can't see my asshole, and I need to know what's going on down there.
You probably haven't unpacked the mirrors yet to see your own asshole.
Right, my asshole.
That's mirrors. How I always view my asshole.
So Molly came upstairs, you know.
With a mirror.
And I said, hey, look at this. And I kind of pulled my sack over, and she's like, yeah, so? And I'm like, so? And I'm like, so I turn around, bent over, spread my ass cheeks apart. I go, is it in there, too? And she went, yeah? So I was in all this.
Hold on. Is this before you showered or after?
This is before I showered.
Oh, God. That is, you're a brave woman.
Well, I didn't shove her face in it.
Well, still, to be looking down the barrel of that gun.
She was at least an arm's length away.
That hairy brown and maybe a little red gun.
I shave it.
You shave it?
My butthole?
You do not shave your butthole.
I do.
You do not.
I do, too.
No, I no-no my asshole. You know, I use the product no-no.
So I got some tips from my mother-in-law on how to take care of the situation, because she was here. I mean, she wasn't doing nothing, just hanging out, drinking beer.
Everyone's just hanging out, lounging around, and you're doing all the work.
Oh, I'm lifting dressers by myself.
You're tough as hell.
We probably had 14, 15 people
just
here.
Lounging around, eating pizzas.
Yeah, I'm like, the next time we move, I'm not hooking the cable up before we get here.
Did they make eye contact with you at all?
Oh, no. It was, like, every time I come by, I come by with like six boxes in my hand, and I'd be like, ugh. And I'd look over at them, and they'd just be like.
Yeah, look down at the ground. Count your toes, assholes.
Yeah. So she told me that I should. That it was like diaper rash.
Yeah.
And that when her son had really, really bad diaper rash.
Same age as you.
Yeah, probably, pretty much. And the doctor said, hey, you're a horrible mother. How could you let that happen?
Yeah.
He said to flip him over on his belly, mm-hmm. spread his butt cheeks apart with a shower curtain rod.
That seems.
And put a light bulb.
Wide ways, right?
Yeah, wide ways. Not up and down, wide ways. Oh. And to.
It's not better.
Yeah,
to
definitely. To get air to it. And then to put.
You could blow into it like a straw.
To take off a lamp shade and put the light bulb like maybe 6 inches from the infected area.
An LED light bulb?
No, they didn't have LEDs back then.
Just a regular light bulb.
Back within this last weekend?
Right. They're brand new. I don't know what you're talking about. So I did that. I took a shower. We had a brand new shower curtain. I laid on the bed on my belly, mm-hmm. Spread it apart. Molly had to put, you know, she had to do it. I couldn't do it. And she put a light bulb right next to my butt.
Like it touched it?
No, like maybe 2 or 3 inches away from it.
I've never heard of any
of
this.
And then she poured a pound and a half of Gold Bond in the infected areas.
What did the light bulb do?
It dries it out.
Does it get real hot back there, though?
It's moist. Oh, it was brutally hot. I got blisters that are pussing up now and stuff. But it doesn't hurt near as bad as the other thing.
Yikes.
And the whole time, Molly's like, you're being a big fucking baby. She always says that. She's like, everybody here is tired. Everybody here is sweaty.
They ate all the pizzas.
Right.
All the sodas.
I had one piece of pizza, and I saw was a bunch of kids running around drinking
tired.
Mountain Dew.
You pull this shit on them, Blake?
Yeah. And then, so then Sunday when we get up, I'm like, I think I'm just going to kind of like lay around today. She goes, that's bullshit. You better get your ass up and get this computer hooked up.
Wow.
I want to watch porn tonight by myself. And so you need to get the internet hooked up.
What an ordeal. I tell you what.
Yeah, and my back is hurting. I got blisters on my asshole. My taint's all like scarred.
Tied up in a knot.
It's all scarred and stuff now.
Let me ask you this. I find that the nut sack to be quite resilient. You're complaining about your nether regions, but you only mentioned your sack once. Is it still in pain or is it good? The sack is good?
That's the thing. I woke up the next morning. It was all gone.
It's like the mouth. It heals quickly.
It was amazing. I called her mom, and I said, Mom, because now she's my mom, too.
Yeah.
I said, Mom, that was a brilliant, brilliant thing. I said, your doctor was amazing. I said, if it wouldn't have been for your neglect of your child when he was younger, your doctor would have never told you that, and I wouldn't have been healed so quickly.
You reap the rewards of an abused child.
Yes. Yeah. Basically, that's how it went, that's how this whole thing went down.
Yeah, exactly. Just right to the minute detail of exactly how it went down.
I don't mess around. On this show, I say it how it is.
Right. Yes.
You're a bringer of truth.
Yeah. 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 Do you want to recall it a different way?
I could. Yeah.
You've got 3 minutes.
Okay.
Go.
My entire family came and helped.
Pizza.
And yes, did you have a little bit of diaper rash? Oh,
Molly, it wasn't a little bit. It was.
you had a little bit of a rash, yes, from all the heat and the chafing and from wandering around and doing, yes.
Wandering. I was just wandering with boxes in my hand.
Aimlessly picking up boxes.
But yes, and that was fine. And my mother was here because she was unpacking our kitchen along with your mother. Right?
You see things so much differently than I do.
They were.
Why are we married?
You guys are in the same place, but I'm hearing two different stories.
Right. We're like, it's two different worlds.
Yep. But I'm glad to hear that you're. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't ask me.
I was down.
The next day you didn't say, hey, honey, how are you feeling?
Actually, I did.
No, you didn't.
Okay. I was doing
it. Did you give him like daily inspections until it was all healed up? Were you the one holding the light bulb?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird.
Well, and
she
then,
didn't hold it. She just propped it up with a 2x4.
I held it with my teeth. Thank you very much.
Your teeth.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Nobody's going to believe that. This is crazy.
My Uncle Fester over here.
I'm down here unpacking the kitchen.
I got that joke.
With my mother's. And all of a sudden I hear this, Molly! Molly, come here, Molly!
My butthole!
Yeah. And so I walk up the stairs and I turn the corner and he's bent over with holding both of his butt cheeks. And he's like, does this look red to you? It's the first thing I see when I turn the corner. And I'm just like.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, well, because you turn the corner and the bathroom's right there.
Had you seen the bathroom before? Or was this your first time seeing the redone bathroom and it was with his burning asshole?
It was the first time.
Yeah, because she didn't go upstairs. I mean, God forbid she lift a box or something.
Oh, that's so funny that the first time you've seen the bathroom redone was with his butthole spread open.
Yep,
you'll see that every time you take a shower.
Pretty much. Looking forward to it.
Good times. Well, I say potato, you say potato. I say I was on my deathbed, you say it was no big deal.
You're on your deathbed all the time.
Jason?
Yeah.
We're in that time of the year where we're the World Cup's going on, 4th of July. We're all about independence, the United States of America.
Yeah.
And one of the things we do on the show a lot is you give us a lot of just different facts about certain holidays and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't the news, but it's kind of like news because a lot of people don't know this stuff. It's fun facts. I like to look them up. Sometimes I get a little extra time. I go out there, and if a holiday's coming up that we want to talk about, I'll look into some fun facts about them. I tell you what, every time I do one of these, I just get such an overwhelming response from the listeners. You know when like Ed McMahon used to show up from the Publisher's Clearinghouse?
Oh, yeah.
And he would have all those people with him, and they would back up a truck of money and dump it.
Did you bring balloons?
No, but I had a dump truck come, and they just dumped letters into my yard. I have like 3,000 letters in my yard. I actually got a citation by the city from all the
garbage.
Wow. But you know, it's the support of the fans that I keep doing this.
Because
so.
I mean, it's you're they see you as a beacon of knowledge.
Yeah,
and they say, oh my God, you know they crowd around
huddle around their computer,
and they're like, he's going to tell us things we didn't know.
They listen to me in the warm glow of the screen. And yeah, I am a beacon of truth. I'm really smart.
Well, why don't you give us some Independence Day fun facts?
I would love to.
Right up there by the microphone.
Okay.
You can actually raise the microphone.
4th of July fun facts. 101 things you probably didn't know about Independence Day.
Wow.
This is going to take a little bit of time.
I'll sit back.
Yeah, everyone sit back. All right. One of the United States patriotic songs, Yankee Doodle, was originally sung by British military officers prior to the Revolution as a means to mock the disorganized American colonists who fought alongside them during the French and Indian Wars. Mm. But, you know, I say joke's on you, Britain. Yankee Doodle was my favorite song as I lost my virginity to it.
It's weird. Yankee it's Doodle like... dandy. Mm-hmm. I'm a Yankee Doodle.
Oh, God, I'm getting hard. No, no, stop. No, keep going. Keep going.
Real life, my Uncle Sam, damn. Born on the 4th of July.
I'm finished. That's about how it was. I stopped right there and...
Wow. Molly always gets mad because I don't ask questions.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I think as we do shows together, mm-hmm. our relationship grows stronger because I find stuff out about you.
Yeah, so. That's one of the things you probably didn't know about me and this country. How close, like, I bleed red, white, and blue because of that.
Every time I hear that, I'm going to think about Jason popping his cherry.
Thank you.
All right, what's good?
Number two, three U.S. presidents, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe, all died on July 4th. It was part of a suicide pact that only James Madison backed out of. Madison... Huh. Kind of a notorious pussy, anyway. So,
right.
I mean,
that's not true.
Where do you find? Oh, just go ahead. Sometimes I wonder where you. Find
I know, it. Right? I can't believe it either. I didn't know that.
Just boggles my mind.
Number three, in July 1776, the estimated number of people living in the newly independent nation was 2.5 million. According to the U.S. and World Population Clock, the nation's estimated population in July of 2013 was 316.2 million people. And according to my internal clock, this evening's Taco Bell Quesarito is estimated to be evacuated immediately following these fun facts.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys tried the new Quesarito?
No.
It's exactly as good as you think it would be. Number four. The Pennsylvania Evening Post was the first newspaper to print the Declaration of Independence, as well as that one family circus where Jeffy wears blackface. When I read that fun fact, I was like, that's why I never liked Jeffy. Like, I never saw that one.
Right, because that was way before you were born.
Right. Well, just a few years. There are so many racial undertones surrounding Jeffy, and it's like, everything clicked with that. It all started from there.
Did you go to one website to find these?
It was just like I went to internet.com, and it brought up all these different sites that I should check out and had all these fun facts, and I just gather them all up for you, and I put them down here for you.
All 101?
Yeah, that's right. let's see.
We got like what?
We just got five or six left.
Five or six?
I'll just do 10, okay? I won't deal 101.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm not pressuring you. It's no big deal.
Oh, Jesus. Both the Philippines and Rwanda celebrate July 4th as a day of liberation. In Southeast Asia, it's known as Republic Day, and Rwanda celebrate Liberation Day. Get your own goddamn holiday, am I right, fellas?
Right.
Jeez, you think they do fireworks in Rwanda?
I don't. Why is that?
I was wondering.
I would have. That's not they among my fun facts.
They don't have fireworks. They just have live artillery.
That's right.
So they just
they shoot maybe rounds into the air,
or just shoot them at people they don't like.
Yeah, that's how I would celebrate Liberation Day.
Yeah, I'm liberated. I can kill you.
Let's see. Number six. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say the average age of the signers of the Declaration of Independence was 45. Edward Rutledge was the youngest at 26, and Benjamin Franklin was the oldest and most filled with syphilis at age 70.
Think about it.
45. 70?
They were on average 45 years old.
Yes, that's correct.
Molly, you're 44.
Nope.
If you're 44, can you imagine yourself being part of such a monumental thing? Building a nation?
What an elite group.
Well, yeah, definitely. That's something they would definitely ask me to do.
You think you can make those kind of... Well, you're a woman. I mean...
That's pretty far-fetched.
Yeah. You're a woman.
In a parallel universe.
Yeah, in a parallel universe, if you had a penis, you would be allowed to make decisions that are important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could you just fathom being in a room and at that age? Like,
I am a take-charge type of person, so yeah, definitely.
That's what I like about you.
Yeah, definitely.
That and your singing voice from earlier is really hot.
Yeah, I've never seen her take charge of anything.
Not even the move?
Huh?
What about taking charge of...
Oh, we got fireworks right outside, ladies and gentlemen. Just saw some fireworks right outside. That's ironic.
Is that coming from the cemetery?
Shit. Hope not.
The dead are rising.
Missing them.
Well, that's okay because they're really close. And
gives a shit.
Yeah.
I love fireworks.
I know you do. It's one of the things I hate most about you.
Doesn't seem to be a good thing to hate her for.
Oh, believe me.
Boy, I tell you, surrounding that last fun fact, I will say that I hope I live long enough to become full of syphilis.
Oh.
There's nothing more I...
70, though? I mean, how... If everybody... Because didn't you die when...
It was very... That was very old. He lived for a long time back then, yeah. Number 7. Americans observing the 4th of July, or began observing the 4th of July as early as 1777, so like the next year, when the first ever major celebration in Philadelphia, it included a parade, a 13-shot cannon salute, fireworks, and deep-fried Oreos.
Ooh, deep-fried Oreos.
Even back then, they knew how to party.
Jason, I don't like to question you, because you do a lot for the show.
Yeah, I don't like to be questioned either, so maybe you should just shut up.
Yeah, tell him. Get him, Jason.
Okay.
Well, just shut the fuck up.
No, I mean just like, yeah, shut your fucking mouth.
He knows what the hell he's talking about. So just back
why don't
shit
you just
up.
Go? Why don't you just be quiet or go? Why don't you?
We're gonna go take a shower later. Leave us alone.
All right.
Number 8. In 1870, Congress made Independence Day an official unpaid holiday. In 1938, it was changed to a paid federal holiday. And in 1998, I blew off my left pinky toe and I dropped an M80 into my sandal by accident.
Again, learning so much about you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm starting to wonder, they always seem to start as like legitimate facts.
Oh, yeah.
But then it seems like you add something of your own to, I mean.
It does seem that way. I agree with you.
Was it internet.com or .org? Or?
Yeah. So... I will tell you, while they couldn't reattach my toe, I kept it. I did keep it. And I now wear it around my neck as a reminder that the pinky toe is useless and that eventually the evolution of man will eliminate it entirely. So,
can I see it?
I'll show you after the show. Or, you know, during the break, I'll show you.
All right.
How about when you guys are taking a shower? I mean, he's going to have to take it off.
I never take it off. I lost it once. I'll never lose it again.
But did you really lose it? Because if you found it, you didn't lose it. You just misplaced it.
There was about a 3-minute period where I was just scrambling through, and you know, I found it on top of an anthill.
Oh, it was almost gone.
They almost got it. Not quite, buddy.
And there was like 3 of them carrying it.
My pinky toe was just like 150 times their weight, but 3 of them got it, no problem.
You ever seen like 4 of them can pick up a slice of watermelon and just carry it right across?
It's incredible.
I've seen it on
those old cartoons, right?
No, in real life.
Oh, in real life?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Even better.
A whole watermelon.
No, that's not believable. See, you always... I say something...
He said a slice of watermelon, God damn it!
And you always got to make it to over the top to where people aren't going to believe it.
So sorry.
Jesus God.
You got 2 more facts or so?
I got 2 more, and then I'm done. Number 9, the American Pyrotechnics Association estimates that more than 14,000 professional firework displays light up the skies in the United States each 4th of July, and that 1 out of every 30 of those are duds until you walk up to it and it goes off in your face.
Wow, those fireworks are really close.
They are close outside there. I've definitely had that happen to me where it went off. And actually, when I was 2 years old, I took a series of Roman candles to the chest while my dad was lighting them off in my front yard.
Did your dad not like you?
I have not spoken to him since.
You know what? It's a very mature decision. Because I don't think it was an accident. I really don't think it was an accident.
No, I mean...
I'd spend an hour or two with you every other week, and I want to throw fucking bottle rockets in your eye.
Yeah, I agree. God, we're on the same page. This is why this works. The last one. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson are responsible for the bald eagle as the national bird. Aaron Burr wanted it to be the turkey. And Benjamin Franklin was so full of horrible, rancid syphilis that he voted for Sonny the Cocoa Puff Bird because he, in fact, was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So that was it. That was the last one.
Molly, I'm
hope you guys enjoyed them.
I did thoroughly. Thank you.
Well, my favorite part was when you do them is Molly's face because she's
got a beautiful face.
But you'll start reading one and she'll be like, "This kind of look like oh." And then you'll read another part of it, and she'll look at me like, "I don't think that's true."
Well, that's why they're fun facts, because you're like, oh, wow, I had no idea that, you know, he was so full of syphilis, or, you know, that Jeffy from the Family Circus, sweet innocent Jeffy, was a raging racist. Yeah. I mean, that's why they're fun facts, because you didn't know them, and boom, now you do.
And they're fun.
And you're so fun. You can go to internet.com.
And well, I mean...
Okay. You said you got, because one of the things when I do these shows, yeah, I do show notes. I have to. It's just like in high school when you wrote a paper.
I always read the show notes.
I've got to do the reference. I got to reference.
A work cited? You have a work cited?
Yeah, that one was right by my patio door.
Yeah, the fireworks are dangerously close now. I think we're gonna take shelter.
George Washington is mad, and he's the cavalry is coming right around the corner. But I have to work cite these, so. I wrote down internet.com. Is that right? Where you get them from?
Okay. I actually got them. Is this a site I go to a lot? It's overstretchedholes.com. But it's like, I know what you're thinking, and it's not. It's just like
they have pictures.
Yeah, it is just like girls with fists in them. I mean, it's not. It's not a thing. It's just sake. Come on. Don't make it more than it is.
Okay. No, I mean, like I said.
That's all. You're thinking it's something horrible, no, but it's just girls with fists in them, and then, like, there's some fun facts on there, too. It's just like...
little captions, little bubbles.
It's a one-stop shop.
Are there fists in them or other people's fists?
I don't even... both. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you like, you click on it.
Oh. Fists up the, hoo-ha and up the ass? Or just kind of...
If you like an overstretched hole... It's on there.
What about the
name
thumb
something
out,
and it's
the,
in there?
The
yes,
thumb
thumbs
thumb
up.
App.
That's right. Or I do the Hootie and the Blowfish.
What's that?
It's where you fist in and then you puff your hand out like a blowfish and go back together, and you do that in a motion until you or someone else is satisfied.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Up the ass or up the.
Again, it's a one-stop shop for all your holiday fun facts and any hole that you want to see stretched. It's on the web, overstretchholes.com, okay? That's what the all website right. is.
Hey, over
Molly, I think he's getting irritated.
I don't think I'm going to get as many great responses from the fans if you guys keep like trying to crap on where I'm getting my info.
Right, no, I agree with you. She craps on the show. That's why nobody writes in. It's because she craps on the show all the time.
Jeez, wow. Oh.
I hope you enjoyed them. I hope you enjoyed the fun facts, everyone. Thanks a lot.
I did. I really did. Thank you so much. I hope you continue to do such a wonderful job.
Thanks.
So,
hey, Jason, at least you put your face in front of the microphone.
Let's listen to some music, and we're going to listen to Gone as Gone Can Be by the Eskimo Brothers.
If I had three wishes, I'd blow them all on IBWIP and Peanuts.
You can sell my dog, burn my old guitar. You can trash my name, throw away my car. You can find somebody new to sink your claws into. Cause I'm gone, gone as gone can be. You can throw my clothes in the front yard in the rain. All my pills and my whiskey down the drain. You can run around all night long. Come kiss my ass at the crack of dawn. Gone, gone as gone can be. Gone as gone can be. Gone, gone, gone. Gone as gone can be. Gone, gone, gone. Drown in your little white lies, mama. All my tears are dry. Jack up on the hill. You can strip me down to my last dollar bill. You can hit me with your shoe, beat me black and blue. Gone.
did you wrong. You could tell the world this ain't my song. And I'll show how wheels turn and how bridges burn.
Folks, right about now, Jason is attacking 3,000 mosquitoes that just that Molly let into the house. But anyway, I just want to take a moment to tell you that you can check us out at ibwip.com. We have all the episodes. We have all the links to our Facebook, Twitter, our Vine, our Instagram. You can email us at blake@ibwip.com. You can watch all of our YouTube videos on the main page. You can listen to, you can listen on Mixlr right from our page when our live shows. And hell, you can even join the chat room when we're doing live shows. Oh, hell. You do, so check us out. And we're also on iTunes. Search the podcast, It Burns When I Pee. And on the Stitcher app for your smartphone, because your smartphone's a lot smarter than you are. You are a raging piece of shit, asshole. And if you don't like that, tough shit, titty licker.
Well, Hank, our friends must have known that you were going to be here today because they just almost sent in a carload of mail. Most of them wanted to hear the Lovesick Blues. You sung that. And now here's a great big stack of mail for another great favorite. You know which one I mean?
You couldn't mean Mansion on the Hill, could you?
That's it, Hank. You going to sing it today?
Well, we'll just do that right now.
All right.
Tonight down here in the valley, I'm lonesome and oh, how I feel. As I sit here alone in my cabin, I can see your mansion on the hill. The story to me you revealed. You said you could live without love, dear, in your loveless mansion on the hill. So silent and still, I know you're alone with your pride, dear, in your loveless mansion on the hill. I've waited all of these years, love, to give you a heart and real, 'cause I know you're living in sorrow in your loveless mansion on the hill.
Hey, welcome back, friends. That was Mansion on the Hill by Hank Williams.
Goddamn right it was Hank Williams. Hank motherfucking Williams. And I played that song because we're back in our mansion in the lower...
The Mosquito Mansion?
The Mosquito Mansion. So basically, we played two songs and I did a really shitty like commercial in the middle. And in that time, all I saw was you and Miles frantically climbing chairs and whipping 47,000 mosquitoes.
I've been doing this show for a year and nothing of... any kind of note has ever happened between the songs like that, and we were in a fucking mad scramble. We probably did just kill about 50 mosquitoes just between those songs.
Molly, don't ever open that door again.
All right.
All right.
insane.
Insane in the membrane. Okay, everybody, take your piece of paper out. This is my favorite game. Folks, you've missed it. I've missed it, but it's back. We have Jason.
Me.
Miles.
Me.
And me. And
you.
We have pieces of paper in our hands.
Oh, this is such a sweet piece of paper.
We're going to open them up, and as soon as we open them up, we're going to become that person.
We're going to stay in character.
I have not unpacked the bell, so this will go until I say it's done. On your marks. And I will point to the first person who needs to talk. On your marks.
Are you going to point to the first person that needs to talk?
Yeah, to start it off. Because a lot of times we just kind of look at each other and go.
All right. Hey, welcome, everyone. Please, have a seat. How many in your party this evening?
It doesn't matter how many fucking people are in my party, all right, man? I'm outside, parking my bike, and I'm looking for John. Where the fuck is John at?
I apologize. I do not know who John is, but I have a seat for you in the back if you'd like to sit.
I don't want to sit in the back. I want to sit right next to John.
Let me go to the back. I'll see if I can find John for you.
Goddamn right. I want a cold beer, too.
Right away, sir, yes.
Fucking guy was fucking riding around with my wife on the back of his bike. Molly, you can play this game anytime you'd want.
Sorry, sir. There was no one here in the back named John, but here's your beer. This one is on the house.
Thanks, Pope John Paul. God damn, if I see that guy, I'm going to kill him. Thinks he's going to get my wife on the back of his Harley driving around town. Fuck, that's bullshit. I'm going to kill him.
It's just wrong, isn't it? It's just wrong when stuff like that happens.
It sounds like you are in quite a predicament. Perhaps the rest of your family will be here soon?
That's really all you have is family.
I mean, we essentially, many people have a work family and they have a family family, am I right? So which family will be joining you this evening?
Well, I was supposed to pick my wife up, and then I'm riding the chopper. And it's a bike.
Right.
And then, somebody said that some guy named John had her on his bike, and that's bullshit. My bitch stays on one bike, and that's the only bike she is on my fucking bike.
Yes, of course, sir. Just one moment, please. Ma'am, how can I help you? How many in your party this evening?
Oh, it's just me.
Just you?
I need a quiet corner.
We can definitely accommodate that.
Hey, is your name John?
No.
You're goddamn right. You're lucky it isn't.
Only one this evening? Oh, why only one in your party, may I ask? I do not mean to pry.
Oh, no. I just need to be by myself right now.
Is everything all right, ma'am? Is there anything I can get for you?
No, just some water. And if you have a couple extra pins, that'd be great.
Some pins? Oh, right away.
Thanks. So you have a lot of rage.
You're goddamn right I got a lot of rage.
You should write that rage down.
Hey, look at my arm. See this tattoo? I got this fucking in Sturgis, and 35 years ago in Sturgis, and it says, your mom's a whore. So you're goddamn right I'm filled with rage. My mom's a whore. You little punk. Why do you, what are you fucking wearing mascara for? You're a fucking boy.
Please, let's try to keep our voices down just, and just the language keep, appropriate.
Yeah, and I mean, really, do you really want to stereotype people like that? I mean, just because I have mascara on does not mean that you have the right to talk to me like that.
I'll talk to you whoever way I fucking want
to.
You're just a punk-ass little kid with skinny jeans on. You're a fucking pussy. You and your fucking Edgar Allan Poe shirt. I said get me another beer, man.
Another beer?
I'm going to start getting pissed off here in a few minutes.
Please follow me to your seat.
Don't talk to him like that. It's just wrong.
Oh, man, please. No, thank you. Here are your pens, and here's your water. Is there anything else I can get for you?
Hey, I got a question for you, Fernando. Why do you keep calling him ma'am?
Because Molly has not revealed her character yet.
It's because I don't know what it is. Can I beat myself out?
What do you mean beat yourself out? We're at an Italian restaurant, and I'm really pissed off, and you're depressed.
Please, try the pasta fagioli.
The what?
The cannoli is delicious tonight.
What's the name of this shithole, anyway?
Le Ristorante Italiano Mido Badaglia.
Look, it's bullshit that you don't have a place to park your bike.
Sir, we have a valet parking right in the front. If you'd like to take care of that, I will validate your parking for you.
Ain't nobody getting on my beast but me.
I understand. You have to park right around the block if you don't mind.
You're goddamn right I mind.
In the back.
Look, I don't want any trouble from someone like you, okay?
I was told that this John guy brought my wife into this fucking restaurant because he's trying to get a piece of ass from her. And the only piece of ass she's giving out is to me. I bought her that Harley Davidson shirt from Puerto Rico.
You bought her the boobs too, didn't you, man? Did you buy her the boobs?
Please, this is a family restaurant. I do not want any trouble from you or any members of your quote-unquote a family.
Hell's fucking angels, man. See this tattoo right here, buddy? See it?
Yes, sir, I do.
See this tattoo right here?
It's very nice. It's a very
what does it
tattoo.
Say? What does it say?
It says, I am a part of the Hell's Angels. Please don't fuck with me or I'll beat your head in.
At least you fucking gringo can read. That's Mexican.
I don't know the derogatory term. Is it maybe a wop? Is that right? Is that what you call the Italians?
Yeah.
I am a wop, sir. Please. Is that what is that short for? A doo-wop? I'm a Jersey boy.
Frankie Valli.
I wish I knew one of the songs. I would sing it for you right now.
Baby girls don't cry. Baby girl don't cry.
I do not like it when you sing it. It is a no good.
All right, well, I just want to tell you something. You see this John guy. You see my wife. You tell her that her pussy is going to be fucking punched in the gut. And you tell John that I'm going to slit his fucking throat or my brothers are going to come after him. And you, let me say a few words to you. First of all, you've never been good at this game. Second of all, if you don't know what an emo kid is, you should ask prior to starting.
I can't open it until it starts.
I'm out of here.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
Ooh, boy, I am sweating. What an intense game that was.
Jason, what were you?
I was an Italian restaurant owner greeting customers that may or may not be mobsters.
All right.
So, I feel you did a really good job.
Thank you very much. Sarcasm is thick.
Molly, what were you?
I was a teenage emo kid writing a poem for his girlfriend that just broke up with him.
Have you never really heard of emo?
I have, but I don't really know what it is.
Right. I was a big Harley Davidson biker who walks into a bar looking to start a fight with someone.
No.
You don't think I pulled that off?
No, you absolutely were.
You thought I was Frankie Valli.
I thought, with those beautiful pipes, I was like, fucking Frankie Valli reincarnated over here.
Hey.
So what's an emo?
I think it's short for emotion, right?
Yeah.
And
everything's bad. Everything sucks.
Oh, well, I was going there. I started that way.
Well, we don't have 45 minutes for you to do that.
I think they're kind of like hipsters, but younger and depressed.
Yeah,
because they dress the same. The tight clothes, the heavy makeup, or not really heavy makeup. Do they do heavy makeup? Maybe eyeliner.
Yes, eyeliner. A little pale.
Maybe hair in the face, like original Bieber style hair in the face, but like black hair.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
Everything's rotten, man.
I was trying to go there.
Whole world's against me, man. Sucks.
Sucks.
Fucking My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, there you go.
Am I right?
I like My Chemical Romance.
Well, fucking let's party.
Blue October. Just all you had to do was say Blue October.
Then I would have gotten it.
Yep. Well, that was fun. Who won? I did? Okay.
You definitely won that
one.
No! Hand.
I'm going to have to go with Jason.
No.
That's
no.
Jason's Pope voice. It's no different.
No, yeah, I really I went back on the crutch of the Pope. I was doing a younger Pope. All right, we got a new segment we're going to do. And it's another round of Stay in Character. Everyone open up your...
Can you believe we only have 15 minutes left in this show?
I can't believe it.
That's the truth.
Next is a new segment called Blake's List. We're all familiar with Craigslist.
Yeah.
This is us scouring. We're in Central Illinois. A lot of posts all over the country. We're scouring local posts to Craigslist that are just silly. There's a lot of funny things out there. There's a lot of weird categories that you can break down and kind of peruse. And these are some of the funny ones from this area. And it's our own twist on it.
Yeah.
So it's called Blake's List instead of Craigslist.
And I was searching kind of a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
my mood kind of went from one thing to the next. But right. I started out with, you know, the for sale section.
Right.
And whenever you see free, I click on the first thing.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Because I'm all about free right now. I wish that U-Haul would have been free. Anyway, there was one that says free muscle and fitness magazines in East Peoria. Free muscle and fitness magazines to a young man who is interested in lifting weights. I have 12 muscle and fitness magazines, one Iron Man magazine, and one training guide magazine.
Signed, John Wayne Gacy.
Yes. To a young man. So I don't know necessarily know if I could get this for free because I'm not young, but I thought, that's a good way to get a young man.
That's a good way to get yourself murdered. If you, right. if you're a young man out there and you're looking to get murdered, here's a good ad that you can respond to.
So I after reading that, and I was like, you know, maybe I need to go to a different section.
Well, hold on a second. How that is messed up, right? That whoever's giving, first of all, they're giving away magazines,
right, to a young man.
That's a dying industry. You can get all that information online if you wanted it,
right?
And he's looking specifically to give it to a young man. What's his frame of thought? What's he thinking?
I'm gonna fuck that boy. That's his frame of mind.
I'm gonna get this boy buff. And I'm gonna fuck him right in his butt.
Right.
That's it's weird. That's a creepy one.
That's creepy. You're right.
So I said, well, this is a little. I mean, I'm older.
Yeah,
so
you're a lot older.
I'm a lot older, so I probably need to find something that's more my speed. So I went to Casual Encounters.
Oh,
definitely sexy. More your speed.
Molly has kind of not been, you know, satisfying the old rock chaw. So I went to.
That sound can mean only one thing. We have our 1,000th listener on the phone. Jared?
How you doing?
Jared, you're on live with IBWIP.
Oh my God, this is great. This is amazing. I love your guys' show.
Jared, how long have you been listening?
About an hour.
Well, then that's longer than most people. Congratulations. We're sending a prize package right to your house.
That was amazing. I just clicked on the website. I was on Craigslist, and I was looking for a casual encounter. It said,
yeah.
And it said, you like to party? And I clicked on it and said, you know, come to www.wip.com.
Jared, stay on the line. We're going to get your information. We'll send that prize package right out to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, Jared.
This is so crazy. Thank you very much.
Wow. Sorry to interrupt the show. We had that buzzer set from day one.
Right.
as soon as that 1,000th listener came on, boom.
Whew. Because that was exciting.
I can't believe it. We hit 1,000.
And I appreciate it because I just like the buzzer went off and I'm like, oh my God, it's finally working. I paid $78 for this thing.
Yes.
I've had it for 7 years.
Yes.
And I just froze. Mm. I just froze.
Well, I mean, you're in awe, right? This is a milestone you've hit. You should be proud.
Oh yeah, exactly. Casual Encounters, W4M. So I thought it was like William for Mary.
Oh, yeah, right.
I thought it was some kind of biblical thing.
Absolutely.
So it says, hey, romantic man, which...
I read
that, and I'm like...
They're talking to you.
Why don't you just put, hello, Blake?
Yeah.
It says, what are you laughing at?
Nothing.
I feel lonely, and I need some extra thing, and I am alone in my house. So I need a romantic man to do something with my front and my back in my bed. If you're interested, come to my house.
I'm sorry, this was actually a Craigslist ad?
Yeah. I mean, is there something weird you think that this
Oh, I guess it was. Okay.
This is a perfect example like of the testament to the bad grammar that has plagued society.
Everybody's in a hurry. Everybody tries to shorten things up.
Everyone wants to get fucked real quick.
Yeah. I felt lonely. So if I feel lonely.
Yeah.
I need some extra thing.
Yeah. If you're not getting laid, there's probably a thing that you need to
right.
have
extra
that done
of.
To you.
Right.
And that's just an extra thing that you
and
don't have.
Something in the front and her back.
Mm-hmm.
In the bed.
Right.
And which is weird because I would have done it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's more my speed.
But would you have accommodated both the front and the back?
You always do the front first.
Right.
You do the front, then the back. Don't do the back, then go to the front.
Because you don't want any residue from the back to be put deep within the confines of the front.
Right, because you could get a serious infection.
There's some bad, nasty shit out there. You're going to have to go to the store and hit them cranberry pills hard.
And when you look in Craigslist...
For free cranberry pills.
You need to think about these things. Don't just rush over and just respond.
Yeah.
You know, look at it, assess your health safety, and then proceed.
Is that right? Does this person have a front and back that they would like me to violate?
And then I'm thinking to myself, it would be very selfish of me to go to this person's place. But, you know.
Right.
And leave Molly here by herself.
Unless she says, come over to my house.
Right.
Like she did there.
Right. So I found this one, and I thought, Molly could probably do this one while I go do the other one.
What is this one under?
It
what
says,
category?
Looking for hand job this afternoon, M4W-28. So it's a male for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's minus 28 years old.
That guy, he's getting down to brass tacks. He's telling you right away what he wants.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I'm not going to mess around with something like, hey, romantic guy.
Yeah, let's cut to the chase.
Looking for a serious lady to jack me off. Molly, you're always serious.
Always. Definitely.
Like, except when you're
always.
In front of my...
You, like, okay. When you're jacking Blake off, is it a dead serious face?
Definitely. It kind of looks like this.
Oh, God. So I can't look at shit. I'm going to...
It says, looking for a serious lady to jack me off. Don't care about age or race.
Yeah.
Molly, very good. You're 44.
Yeah.
So he doesn't care. Bare tits while you jerk me off are a must. Of course. I mean, you just want some girl to jack you off and not, like, have her tits hanging out?
What if she's a big woman, like 70 years old, and her nipples can touch her belly button? Is that really what you want?
It just says doesn't care about age or race.
Okay.
Require a picture of the lady jacking me and want to do this either around 4:30 or around 9.
One or the other.
Right.
This is the only time he's available.
Right. I can eat.
What's happening between 4:30 and 9 that he can't be beat off by a 70-year-old woman?
Well, he's working his shift at the laundromat. He goes and cleans the. He owns the laundromat, and he goes at. He goes
in at 5.
He goes
gets
in
off
five,
at 8:30.
8:30.
Yeah, the classic 3.5-hour shift
at a laundromat.
Right.
Yeah. And it says. So I think he's saying here that he requires to take a picture while you're jacking him off.
So he's got a camera and he's pointing it at essentially probably his penis, the woman's hand, and also her bare naked breasts.
Right.
They're all in the photo. Maybe not the head. I don't know.
I would think not.
I would hope not if I was the woman.
And this guy
is
thoughtful. He's like, first of all, she's you know, first of all, she's serious.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, she's accommodating my time schedule, and I'm going to give her options.
Yeah.
It says, I can either come on your tits, your feet, or in your mouth. It's up to you.
Molly? Preference?
Molly, which do you...
I have to go with my feet. I like either.
That seems like it'd be easiest... Well, what are the options again? Hands?
No, I can either come on your tits, your feet, or your mouth. It's up to you. It says that. Up to you.
Up to you, yeah. I mean, I'm assuming this. You don't know this guy, so...
Yeah, me and him are...
I think I know who this is.
He's sitting right next to you.
It's me. I'll come on your tits.
Yeah, no, I'd have to go with the feet.
The feet? But when you go to clean up, you're like, you have a webbing of jism down there. How does that, how do you walk around with that?
I would just wipe it on his carpet as on my way out.
Oh, so you do like a dog and scoot your ass across the carpet?
Yep.
All right. We'll do one more because this show is about over.
Good.
We have about seven minutes left.
Good. Fuck it. Good.
It's fucking. So, for sale. I went back to the for sale because I'm like, these are getting me in trouble. I better go back to the for sale.
Yeah.
Probably a good idea.
Sprint family plan. You guys have seen the commercials for the Sprint family plan, right?
I didn't know it was a thing at first, so I kept hearing family, and I'm like, am I hearing that right? What is happening to my ears? But yes.
I have 7 spots open on my family plan! !
Oh, wow.
My referral code is R00963.
Well, should we read the whole code? Is that going to be a weird...
Man, why not? I'm trying to help them out.
Okay.
R00963210F. Once there is 7 people on this code, it will be $25 a month per line. If you want extra data and insurance, you just take them to the Sprint store. The referral.
That I can't often smell things when you're reading them, but that smells like a scam to me.
Yep.
Why?
Well, yeah, because then that guy would probably have all your information.
Yep.
That seems like, yeah, just Who are these people that are like, oh, yeah.
Why does he need seven? Why not eight? Why not three?
I grew up in a family of only six people.
You would have not been able to get that Sprint plan.
It sounds like we probably have to reach out to a stranger on the internet.
And yes. If you think about it, on the Sprint one, you can have a hamster.
Oh, this is based on the commercials.
Well, I'm assuming that's the truth. Real, like you have the hamster on one, the grandpa,
the Girl Scouts, the breakdancing Marilyn Manson outside,
the breakdancing emo kid. Yeah, mm-hmm. Molly, I just disagree.
That's what we should have said to get her into that character, Framily.
Yeah,
and that would have clicked right away. You'd have been like, oh, I know exactly what that is.
So that's a little bit of Blake's list. It's windy outside. There's a tremendous amount of
mosquitoes.
There was some fireworks. We had the amazing phone 1000th caller.
Oh, just what a cavalcade of events.
You know what? I'm really glad that we just ignore all those other phone calls that we got for 7 years.
Yeah.
They made it worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I would have taken those, it would be like, yeah, blah, blah.
Whether they know it or not, they helped build IBWIP to what it is and get it to that 1000th caller.
Exactly. Molly, you want to go through the show list real quick, the schedule?
I certainly can. We have episode 139, Summer Safety, which is now available. Episode 140, Finding a Founding Father, is now available. Episode 141, this episode, will be released on July 11th. Episode 142, an interview featuring the Slaughter Daughters, will be available on July 15th. And don't forget, July is National Anti-Boredom Month and National Hot Dog Month, so pull out your wieners and get busy. Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews.
Hmm. Very good. Thank you. The Slaughter Daughters interview is going to be audio and video. It's going to be on our YouTube page.
That just sounds like a hot name. How's it? Is it pretty good?
Hey, Molly, turn around for a second.
Turn around. Turn all the way around. Do a 180. Yep.
They're pretty fucking hot.
Oh, I can't. I'm going to watch the shit out of that.
All right.
I might even mute your voice and just watch them.
Well, I'm pretty nervous because I'm going to be sitting between the both of them.
Oh, God.
I'm hoping they let me sit between them.
Okay. You're such a lucky bastard.
And that's going to be released on Tuesday. All our interview episodes are going to be released on Tuesdays now.
Part of the new formatting. You will get a new IBWIP every Friday.
God damn it, everybody!
God damn it!
Jeez.
Jason, thank you very much for your time and efforts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
a pleasure.
Killing the posse of Moscatos.
We've got stragglers still, but
they're attacking me. I'm getting ate up.
I really think we killed about 40 to 50 mosquitoes within a 3-minute.
I've never seen you move that fast.
I've had no reason to up to this point.
Miles, yeah. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Oh,
you did an outstanding job. At first, I was going to attribute it to your new haircut, but then I'm like, you know what? The reason why she is so good at this is because she's older than the rest of us.
Wisdom.
Yeah. Wisdom. Yeah. Wisdom.
I would have to agree with
that.
It's
all about wisdom.
Yeah. Well done.
Do you think we can have sex later?
Probably not.
Okay.
I was just going to ask her the same thing. But instead...
Right. Thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to everybody that supports IBWIP. Call into the show. Write into the show. Leave us a voicemail. Anything. Just do something
just
that acknowledges. Yeah. It's summertime.
Yes.
The NFL says to work out for 60 minutes a day. Hey.
Yeah. Just 60 minutes.
They don't say... Work out your leg muscles.
No, they don't say that.
Work out your finger and eye muscles. Work your brain. That's what.
Yeah.
Work your brain.
That's always the first thing to go. Keep it active. Engage in the show. Yes. We want you to. We love you.
Get engaged to the show.
That's right. Ask the show to marry you. Set a nice date. Do it out of state. Come back here and have a party in the park.
Exactly. Ooh la la. Molly?
Let's wrap up this Mohucka with Little Sister by Dwight Yoakam. It's the special... acoustic version requested by none other than our own Shannon Johnson.
When we say our own, does that mean he's like
my son?
He's your son.
He's my son.
Oh, I thought you were saying because he was a slave. Because he has black.
Well, I do own my son.
Ah, very good. Mm. Good call. Mm.
IBWIP, better than a canker sore, not as good as a Charlie horse.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Tell me that it's nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what you
fix it for them. Dating your big sister, I took her to the show. Went for some candy, and along came Jim Danny, and they slept right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Tell me that it's nothing, and then you run.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.